This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Congress stands in recess for the next couple of weeks, so we're going to have to wait and see what might or might not happen with health care. But the economy waits for no one, so the White House and Speaker Ryan figure out what they want to do. Small businesses are stuck dealing with big policy uncertainties. From our help desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has that one.
Working up a sweat in slacks and a button-down, Dr. Scott Brelo pries open a 3x5 wood crate.
What's in there?
My exam table.
That's Dr. Vicky Brelo. The couple's less than a month out from opening up their joint primary care office. Until now, Vicky co-owned a practice downtown where she voluntarily offered her employees insurance.
1 year, I'm paying $650 for family policy, and then the following year, I'm paying $1,150 a month for a policy. That's a really, really big deal.
Vicky's old business is one of nearly 2 million nationwide that employs 3 to 9 workers, and by far the group of companies most vulnerable to Obamacare premium spikes. The law mandates more robust plans covering things like people with pre-existing conditions and maternity benefits. That makes policies more expensive. Vicky had hoped Republicans in Washington would do something to bring those costs back down, making it cheaper to staff up her new business.
Most small business owners run things pretty bare bones. We're not like huge firms that have like donuts in the waiting. You know, it's not like that. I don't know where I would cut it back. You know, turn the heat down more during office hours, or, you know, at what point do you just say we got to take the big expense and make a cut to it? And that's healthcare.
Now, Vicky and everybody else is on hold. Until whatever happens next in Congress happens, a whole lot of small employers will continue to push for Obamacare's repeal. The National Federation of Independent Business endorsed the Republicans' plan, arguing that it would have delivered more predictability and lowered costs. But other business groups, like the Main Street Alliance, want the GOP to fix Obamacare, not let it explode. Remember, company owners are both employers and individuals.
For us, it just means that we're able to not spend $20,000, $30,000 a year on health care, and that's money that you can put into your business.
Ashley Montague owns the Penn Book Center. Obamacare cut their family premium in half initially, and all of the guaranteed coverage, the same stuff that drove premiums up for Vicky, was a huge relief for them. Her husband, Michael Rose, says it's given them peace of mind at a time when the threat of Amazon forces them to restructure their business.
You know, so we have plans that we can grow, but the idea that we could do that is dependent on the ACA.
Rowe says income will slip enough that the family should qualify for insurance subsidies next year. Different businesses have their different Obamacare stories.
The big issue is the costs continue to go up, and every year that chips into an employer's budget.
That's Matt Ray with the Kaiser Family Foundation. More than 10 years before Obamacare, Ray says small business owners started walking away from providing coverage. In 2000, 66% of businesses with 3 to 49 workers offered benefits. Today, it's eroded to 53%. Ray says the ACA didn't really impact that trend. For 30 years, the Federation of Independent Business says the cost of health insurance has been members' number one concern. That cost, not Obamacare, is the main character in this story. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.